This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Jeff Gonzalez from TridentConcepts.com is set to join me in the next segment where I will open up the phone lines for any liberals to call in or Obama supporters to call in or Democrats, whoever, to call in and tell us Obama's accomplishments. I'm serious. I'm not trying to troll you. I'm opening up the phone lines to you. I want to hear from you. What do you think Obama's accomplishments were? Call in. I'm going to open it up in the next hour, and we'll take your calls. In the meantime, though, listen to Bill Clinton on NBC. This, of course, after CBS actually gave him a tough interview where he kind of blew up. Now he's getting the softball interview and trying to correct the errors he made in the last one. Check out Bill Clinton on NBC.
One of the things that this Me Too era has done, it's forced a lot of women to speak out. One of those women, Monica Lewinsky, she wrote an op-ed that the Me Too movement changed her view of sexual harassment. Quote, "He was my boss. He was the most powerful man on the planet. He was 27 years my senior with enough life experience to know better. He was at the time at the pinnacle of his career while I was in my first job out of college."
Looking at Bill's face right here. Pause right here. Pause right here. See, this is strange for Bill because this stuff has already passed. All of this garbage with all the women and the hookers and the nose like a vacuum cleaner and the cigars and the you know whats. This is all past, and he didn't have to answer to a damn one of it. So now here he is, like 20 years later, like, man, we already beat that crap. He's like, we already had the media fixed. We didn't have. Why are we bringing this up now? Don't you know we rigged the system so I didn't have to talk about this? Now you can see the anger where he's like, we already. Yeah. Like, why does the world have to know about me? You know, just watch his face during this stuff.
The lens of Me Too now. Do you think differently or feel more responsibility?
No, I felt terrible then.
Oh, you felt so bad you lied about it.
Did you ever apologize for it?
No, yes, and nobody believed that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is actually hilarious. Yeah, remember, pause it. Oh, remember Hillary sobbing? Oh, we were so poor when we left the White House. Oh, my gosh. Life is so hard for the Clintons. We make billions and billions of dollars in the Clinton administration. We steal money from Haiti. And Laura Silsby gets caught with kids at the border. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's so hard, the Clintons. Wait a second, though. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton both claimed they were broke when they came out of the White House. Maybe that explains why they stole silverware. Thieves. I mean, not like, you know, the not just major crime and money laundering like what we believe goes on at the Clinton Foundation. We're talking about petty theft of silverware from the White House. You don't believe me? Look it up. The Clintons stole silverware from the White House. That is how classless these people are. They stole silverware. They stole sofa. A sofa, furniture, kitchen tables, chairs. Stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of furniture and silverware from the White House. I guess maybe they were broke. Yeah, please. These people are wanton criminals that know no bounds. And that's why Bill Clinton getting asked real questions on television pisses him off, because he already pissed on you 20 years ago. He thought you already drowned in all the excrement that he fed you with his Democrat news sources at NBC and ABC and CNN for decades. But maybe they were broke. Maybe the Clintons were broke when they left the White House, and that's why those petty thefts, that's why those criminals stole silverware and furniture from the White House when they were leaving. Jeff Gonzalez from Trident Concepts joins me on the other side, and we open up the phone line to liberals to call in and tell us, what are Obama's greatest accomplishments? Will the lines be dead?
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Filling in for Alex Jones, I am Owen Schroyer. My guest in studio is Jeff Gonzalez from TridentConcepts.com. Of course, the range here at Austin is where he directs courses, which is a great range here. I do enjoy going there. I purchased some firearms from there myself. And we're going to talk about Second Amendment issues and the whole misunderstanding of the Second Amendment, and then the misappropriation of what it really is for by the left, and how they twist it and then try to demonize it whenever there's a mass shooting. But also, what we're going to do is we're going to have a little fun here, myself and Jeff from TridentConcepts.com. We're going to open up the phone lines specifically to liberals and Democrats, Obama supporters, to hear about Obama's accomplishments. So we heard about Trump's accomplishments in the first 500 days. So I'm genuinely wanting to hear from Obama supporters today. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. call in if you're an Obama supporter and just tell us Obama's accomplishments. I'm genuinely open ear, want to hear what you think Obama's accomplishments are. So we're going to give you a chance today. You can call in. The lines are open. Screeners, make sure people that are calling in on that subject issue. Otherwise, we'll just stick to news here. 1-877-789-2539. There's a little meme that Turning Point USA put out. 8 years, three accomplishments. The three accomplishments are school lunches, inedible, health insurance, unaffordable, police lives, unimportant. So, Jeff, yeah. Jeff Gonzalez from TridentConcepts.com. A lot to cover here, but I think that let's start with the misunderstanding of the Second Amendment. Now, my philosophy on the Second Amendment is that it's not, they didn't write it in there so that me and you can just have a gun at each other's head all day long. Like, well, I have a right to this gun. I have a right to this gun. No, no.
Right.
No, but it's so that you and I could have a gun in case the government wanted to have that same gun and then try to oppress us. That was always my philosophy.
I agree 100% with that. The biggest thing that I've always taken away from the Second Amendment is that it defends all the other amendments. It is the one that stands firm against everything else. So without that one, there is no freedom of speech. There's no Fourth Amendment. There's none of that, because then again, the oppressiveness of anybody who has the guns can just pretty much do what they want.
And they will take that and run with it and say, well, you don't need weapons that the military uses, right? You don't need to have these weapons of war. To which I say, well, what if the weapons of war come to my front door? Well, then what am I going to want to have?
The idea, first of all, we don't have those weapons of war. Those are very strictly regulated firearms.
Yeah, I can't go get a bazooka or a rocket launcher.
No, or even just as benign as the M4, which is the fully automatic version of the AR-15, which is the commercial civilian model. So whenever they go down that road, I'm really, it turks me with the way they use the language there. Weapons of war. Well, it's not. But they use it because it incites fear and misunderstanding, and that's their whole point. That's what they like to try to do, is confuse and make people afraid.
Well, fear is the big one.
Yeah.
They want people to be afraid. And, of course, I mean, look, it's a gun. It can kill you. There is a reason that you're afraid of a gun. So is a thief.
Yeah.
You know, so is a robber. So is a potential rapist. So there's a reason why it's a tool used in self-defense. But it's really aggravating, and I'm sure that you've actually seen this, you know, at the range and doing your courses and your training and everything, where you'll have an individual that comes in and they have this fear of a firearm or this hesitation to even, you know, touch it or shoot it. But then by the time they're out of there, the training, the experience, they feel totally differently.
I mean, there is a natural fear, partly because there's the fear of the unknown, right? They don't know what to expect. So what our job is our job is to educate, to get them comfortable so that they can learn that it is like any other industrial tool, that with proper training, education, and respect, then it becomes just like anything else that they might find in their garage. One of the things that bothers me, again, about kind of like the liberal slant or the anti-gun slant, is how those that really do need a firearm are the ones that they're targeting with fear to prevent them from actually becoming self-sufficient, or at least being able to protect themselves.
And I looked at a situation where there's a, we'll go with the CNN term, adult film star here in Austin, Texas, that did this publicity stunt where she gives away her firearm to the police officer in this buyback program that they have. And she puts it on social media. And I'm sitting here scratching my head like, okay, not only did you just, you know, give away your right to protection, you just gave the public a notice. You just gave any potential stalkers a notice. Hey, look, I'm not armed. Come on in.
Well, I think that's one of those nearsightedness. They don't really think it through. They don't really understand. Okay, not only have you everything that you just said, but it's grandstanding. It's trying to make a name for themselves.
There's a lot of that, isn't
there? Yeah. Oh, totally. I mean, it's not genuine. There's nothing genuine about that, because if there was, they would have done it in a more, you know, less attention-getting manner, which is what bothers me the most, because that's all that was. And they try to slant it towards, oh, look at what this responsible individual is doing.
And if it was genuine, you wouldn't have all of these double standards that you could find in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to protect the children, you know, every time there's a school shoot. Well, everybody wants to protect the children, so I'll see you at the Planned Parenthood protest, right? Oh, no. We got to fund Planned Parenthood, don't you see? Big difference there. So that's how it goes. So Jeff Gonzalez is going to be in studio here with me in the second hour, perhaps beyond. Roger Stone will take over in the fourth hour. This is what you can expect. And we have the phone lines open. 1-877-789-ALEX. I'm calling for Obama supporters, Democrats, liberals. We talk about Trump's accomplishments all day long, so I'm giving the platform to you, and let's see if you can call in and tell me all of Obama's accomplishments. And I'm not talking about the inedible lunches. You know, I'm not talking about being the greatest spy, illegal spy in American history. I mean, seriously, what do you think the accomplishments are? So the phone lines are open. In the meantime, though, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Just because we don't address it every day, even though we probably should, the attacks on free speech, the attacks on us that they want us shut down, you see it every day, and we really don't give it enough attention, but we don't want to sound redundant, and we don't want to sound like we're crying, but we do give you great specials, and you support us, and so it all rings true. But take advantage of the free shipping store-wide before it is closed off at the end of this week. So these specials, 50% off Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, all the popular supplements at InfoWarsStore.com on special. But this will end at the end of this week. So take advantage of free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com before it ends this week. We'll be right back with Jeff Gonzalez from Trident Concept.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, but that's the truth here. Jeff Gonzalez in studio with me, TridentConcepts.com, trainer here at the range in Austin. We got phone lines calling in right now. The phone lines are lit up. We've got some people that want to call in and talk about Obama's accomplishments, so we will take your phone calls. But we're just sitting here going back and forth in the break about how it was the Florida shooting and then the response to it in the media that made me go out and get an AR-15, because I was like, wow, they really are going to try to take this. They're going to write the legislation. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's not next year. But eventually they're going to get it. So I need to make sure I have one before they make it illegal. And we're saying, you know, we don't like reporting on it. It's just a fact. Whenever there's a shooting like this, more people go to the range in Austin. More people want firearms training from you. More people want guns.
It's. I mean, it goes hand in hand. I mean, I hate to say it because you don't want to see a surge in sales as a result of a tragedy, but the media does such a good job, again, of creating that fear that it's an impulse buy for most. I would say we see so many people, first-time gun owners, come in after a major shooting.
That's how it was for me. Like, exactly. That impulse. It was just like,
boom. I need to do this because you said it yourself. I'm worried that they're going to shut this down, like, mm-hmm. really. And the media, what I've learned about the media is they will purport what they feel good about reporting, not necessarily the truth. And that, unfortunately, confuses people because then there are these impulse buys that people were like, oh, my God, I need to get this because I may never get a chance again.
Well, and I would say, I mean, it's half humor, but reality, the best salesman ever for guns in the history of this country was Barack Obama, now David Hogg.
Yeah, probably. Or I would say David is responsible for more NRA memberships.
Well, by the numbers, yeah, for sure.
They definitely helped us.
There's another one. My family had been in the NRA, and I was like part of it with my family. Once you hit an age, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. So I went out for the first time. Finally, they've been sending me the stuff like, hey, join now. Yeah. And then finally, after that, I was like, all right, I'm joining the NRA.
It was the same thing. I mean, you know, I don't understand how they can't figure that out yet. But, you know, 8 years of record sales for firearms purchases and within 6 months, you know, I mean, of the, you know, and within the firearms industry, you see this. Like, after Trump was elected, they're kind of like, there was this down surge. And I think, you know, it was because we weren't sure what was going to happen. But now people are comfortable, and now the opposite effect of what's happening, which is now people are going out and actually enjoying the art or the sport of shooting. They're getting involved in self-defense. There's, you know, like now that everything's kind of planed out and settled out, everything's kind of back to normal.
Well, and I think that there's this other thing the media does, and I guess, you know, street liberals do, the protesters, is they want to put gun owners or Second Amendment activists in a box. Where I am a huge Second Amendment activist, I've got guns, but I really only just love going out and shooting skeet at the range with my shotgun. Yeah. I don't go hunting. I don't have a bunch of rifles. Now, there are people that do that, and that's perfectly within their right, and they enjoy that, and that's fine. But they try to put everybody into a box and then say, point the finger, you do this, you do this. And it's like, no. We just love the Second Amendment for a bunch of different reasons. Yeah. And it's all, the core issue is for the right to self-protection.
Universal. It should never come into question. I'm always upset and disappointed when the media attacks it that way. Or, you know, like, well, you don't need anything other than a shotgun for your defense of needs. And it's like, well, you know, you don't get to dictate what I actually need.
There was an armed robber in a man's house. I forget where this was. He comes home, two armed robbers in his house. He grabs his AK-47 out of his closet, shoots him dead, comes out alive.
I'll trump that one, no pun intended, with there's the argument, well, why do you need an AR-15 for home defense? So there was a video that was released just yesterday, I believe, of some home invaders all masked up, both of them carrying AR-15s, broke down the door. Luckily, the family was on vacation, but they had that nice security system on their front porch and through their house. It was all recorded, and, of course, they were eventually apprehended. But yeah, how are you to dictate what I do and don't need mm-hmm. for my needs? You know, like, I'm not saying that everybody has to have one, but in a setting like that, it would be kind of nice to have something that's, I mean, there's a reason why we like those types of weapon systems is that they increase my survivability.
Well, and I think it's an issue of, like you're saying, it's just your right to decide. You can, we can have a debate. Oh, no, the best home defense weapon is a shotgun. Oh, no, the best is the handgun. Oh, no, the best is this. But it's about your right to decide. And if you're in a situation, like you said, I would make the argument that the best home defense weapon is a shotgun. However, if two people come into my house with AR-15s, I'm going to change my mind real quick.
I think that's normal. You know, I think that's actually, you know, that's just, again, that's the type of criminal activity that people don't want to acknowledge.
Wait a second. You're telling me that criminals don't follow the law right now?
I know, right? Yeah, it's kind of silly to see how, you know, a felon could actually obtain a firearm. I'm still trying to figure out how that happens, how that works.
I don't understand. It's like, how come whenever there's a mass shooting situation, why doesn't somebody just stand up and say, excuse me, shooter, that gun is illegal here. Excuse me, shooter, you're not allowed to kill people. You think they would listen?
I've gone back to that first and fundamental, you know, that the taking of another life has been unlawful for the ages. You know, it's nothing new. But yet, all of a sudden, you know, we have to create more unnecessary and quite frankly, just nothing. The new laws that aren't going to work. They're not going to do anything to change it. All they're going to do is continue to repress us, which I believe is an ultimate goal, mm-hmm. just to create so much. I mean, in some states, the laws are so confusing that even the law enforcement doesn't know how to interpret them. And how is the average citizen of that state supposed to be able to, you know, how can you expect them to be reasonably educated on that law if the law enforcement can't even interpret it?
And what are you going to do whenever you pass these different gun legislation or gun acts with the background checks, and then the background check fails because there's not a real stopgap? Mm. I mean, how does Nicholas Cruz get the weapon? Well, you have the Promise program set up by Democrats that allows him to stay off the, you know, a list. And then you have, and you would probably know more about this, where, I mean, you know, whenever you buy an AR, you go through the background check. It asks you domestic abuse, you know, drug abuse, this and everything. You just say no. And unless the FBI is actually doing their job on the back end, you can get through that really easily.
That is unfortunate. Yes. And I mean, but it's there for a reason, you know,
And that's not something that gun activists and Second Amendment activists complain about.
No. I mean, it's because why would we? That's just, you know, I mean, that's no different than any other
security. It's what they call common sense.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what they do.
Not so much.
All right. So here's the deal. So we're going to be going back and forth with Jeff Gonzalez from TridentConcepts.com. And if you're here in Austin or in Texas and you've never been to the range at Austin, I suggest you check it out. Not only do they have a huge selection of firearms to go check out and purchase, but also great ranges and instructors there as well. So he's going to be hanging out with me, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to go out to the phone lines here in the next segment, and I'm genuinely asking. I'm not trying to troll. I'm not trying to set you up for something. I'm just genuinely asking. We've been celebrating Trump's accomplishments in his first 500 days. I could go off here. I don't need a teleprompter. Don't need a list. I could go off and tell you all Trump's accomplishments. So we're going to open up the phone lines for Obama supporters, Democrats, and I want to hear what you think Obama's biggest accomplishments were. Jeff and I have already discovered one of them, and that was one of the greatest gun salesmen in U.S. history. Now, that's a troll. I don't expect anyone to say that. But we will go to the phone lines. We're going to hear what liberals, Democrats, and Obama supporters have to say. What were Obama's biggest accomplishments in office? Hey, look at that. Even CNN says Obama is the best gun salesman in America. Hey, awesome. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. CNN has it right for once. All right, we'll be right back with Jeff Gonzalez, TridentConcepts.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, we've got the phone lines lit up here. People calling in. I'm being genuine. I'm not trying to troll. We're gonna take calls from Democrats here, and we're gonna find out what they say. What were Obama's big accomplishments? So, I've got Jeff Gonzalez in studio with me from TridentConcepts.com. He is also an instructor at the range here in Austin. But we're taking your calls here from Democrats, Obama supporters. We had Trump's massive accomplishments from his first 500 days. Big stories, huge accomplishments, they keep coming. So we're going to hear from the Obama supporters. Let's see what Obama's big accomplishments were. Let's start with Josh calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Owen, yeah, I got nothing. Really, I keep trying to think about this. Off the top of my head, the only thing I come up with is not running into Syria based on misinformation from the Likuds or the Wahhabis. Other than that, I got nothing.
That's a fair point, but I'm not really sure if that's an Obama accomplishment. I think that's more of a media, alternative media accomplishment for getting the truth out about it to the point where the military said we're not going to be ISIS's Air Force. Mm. What do you think about that?
I agree, yeah. That was kind of, the media doing an excellent job of poor reporting.
Mm-hmm. Just reporting on whatever false flag they can go for. It's really strange that you can have an event with like where they say Assad gassed his own people and they just give you no reason, you know?
Or yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have somebody actually reporting on the like you said, on the reasons and the depth and giving content, like giving some what's going on there that would even get to that point where all of a sudden something as atrocious as gassing his own people is occurring. Like, why not? Why aren't we covering any of that?
Yeah. All right. Well, Josh gave it a go and said he at the end of the day, he couldn't figure it out. So let's go to Steve now, calling in from my hometown of St. Louis. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Well, it's kind of an inadvertent accomplishment, but if you think about it, even going back to Jimmy Carter, I can't think of one president who brought more attention to police brutality. It may have been virtue signaling and it may have been inadvertent, but he's, you know, as far as body cams go, those are some actual reforms that are happening.
This is an interesting point, and I think that, I mean, let's be fair. Steve phrases it to say that Obama did the most to call out police brutality. I think that's actually a fair statement to make. I think that somebody may phrase it differently and say that he was trying to divide based on racism or, you know, police brutality. But that's a fair point. And he did get the body cameras across, to which I will actually respond. I've got the story in front of me somewhere in my stack of news. I got to find it. But the police officers from New Jersey, here it is. Wildwood cops won't face criminal charges in violent beach arrest. So you had that 20-year-old girl who wasn't drunk, passed a breathalyzer twice. The police tried to arrest her anyway, then threw her to the ground and assaulted her. She comes out of that deal with three different charges. The police have none, and we saw the whole thing because of the body camera, and yet still no justice for that little girl. But the issue to me has always been the same. 20-year-old drinking at the beach? Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. Wow, 20-year-olds like to drink alcohol? Who knew? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just ridiculous. It's like the same thing. Do we really need a bunch of police officers running around looking for a bag of marijuana? Do we really need three police officers running around trying to take down a girl for maybe underage drinking at the beach when she wasn't? I mean, to me, that's the issue here, Jeff, is that there's too many reasons for police to get involved in our lives.
Well, I think that there's a big issue, a bigger issue in the sense that, you know, when you talk with veteran officers, they have the experience to kind of make a better decision about while, yes, maybe that is illegal, does it constitute being arrested?
And, yeah, and are the we judgment, a land of law or justice?
Right. Or but factoring in judgment, which I believe is important in a situation like that, like, hey, you know, being able to bring it in without going to the extreme of an arrest and creating basically a national incident where now it's broadcast all over the media. So for me, I like listening to the veteran officers that talk about an experience level that is necessary for young officers to kind of observe. But most of that experience moves up in the ranks and they're kind of on the street. So there's a vacuum of some sorts. Like nowadays, I do think that it's warranted to consider, is this an offense that really does justify an arrest, even though it may have broken the law, in this case, underage drinking? Does it really justify?
And to go back to what you're saying about the experienced officers, I was listening to a bunch of talk radio on this subject, and experienced officers would call in and they'd say, here's how it should have been dealt with.
Right.
If you wanted to do something about this, if you really wanted to make a case out of this, she had a wine spritzer. You take the wine spritzer and you pour it out and it's game over.
Yeah.
And she would have done that. She would have gladly done that. Instead, she gets her face shoved into the ground and, in my estimation, assaulted. But the police get away with that. It must be their white privilege or her white privilege. I don't know. Anything else, Steve?
As far as that goes, that girl, that situation she was in, I've been in plenty of situations with police, just like you said. They make you pour it out. But I think her attitude and she helped escalate the situation just as much, and you saw her spit in the cop's face. I mean,
well, now hold on. Let's be fair, though. Yeah, no. Hold on, though. The police officers are asking for her personal information for no reason. They had no reason to do that. She didn't do anything illegal. She wasn't being arrested. She wasn't being detained. At this point, doesn't a woman have the right to stop a police officer from stalking her?
Well, I don't know that she wasn't drinking at all. I mean, there's
she passed a breathalyzer
that,
twice.
Know?
No. She passed a breathalyzer twice.
Did she pass it? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she passed it twice. Twice. They made her blow twice. She passed twice.
That does change my opinion on it a little bit. That does.
But, I mean, and the issue of her spitting, I mean, she has her face shoved into the ground. She's probably got a bunch of sand in her mouth, you know.
Yeah.
And this is just one incident. The only here's my thing. When I cover the police brutality things, I really only like to focus on ones where we have the full picture with the body cam. Otherwise, ambiguousness, and you never know what you could report on. We see this whole scene. I mean, look at the guy punching her in the head. I mean, again, I back police officers, but this is just out of control, in my opinion. Anything else,
Steve?
That's
the messed up world.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thank you for the call. Hey, fair point. You want to tout the police body cams to Obama? I'm not sure if it's totally Obama's fault, but I'd say he had a factor in that. I'll give Steve that.
Well, I mean, I think the body, I kind of feel like while initially the body cams were designed to kind of help illustrate police brutality, I think what they've also done is they've illustrated the lack of morals with a lot of the citizens where they make, you know, false claims.
This is a great point.
And so in the sense that while the body cams were maybe designed around, you know,
protecting the citizen
exactly.
from police brutality.
Now what we're learning with all of these body cam videos being released for incidences of false claims, and now we're starting to realize, wow, maybe this is actually turned in the favor of law enforcement. Now I think what's going to happen is now people are probably going to think twice about false claims and maybe exaggerating on their claims because now they know that the police are going to be wearing a body cam. So it works. I think it's now the pendulum is swinging more in favor of law enforcement now, having a little bit better rapport with the public, knowing that, hey, you know, this is probably going to end up on the media.
Yeah, everybody can see this.
If you lie or if you don't tell the truth, it's probably going to come back to bite you in the butt.
And it was kind of a situation with the rollout where both sides were kind of debating, is it good, is it bad?
Yeah.
Well, it's rolled out. Now the results are kind of in. I think not just, you know, to say that, oh, it helps police here or it helps citizens here. I think it just helps justice and truth, really, at the end of the day. Because you had the two incidents where you had the woman, the media kind of spun it. Sean King, the one fake black guy, says that this woman was raped by the officer.
Right.
Body cam footage comes out. Totally respectful exchange.
Yeah.
You had the NAACP president say that he was victimized by racism and police brutality. Body cam comes out. Nothing. But then you get other body cams like the one from the beach and other incidents where you're like, okay, maybe the police was out of control there. So really, to me, it doesn't really favor either side. It just favors reality and truth and fairness.
Well, I haven't seen the body cam from the New Jersey or the beach scene. I haven't seen the body cam stuff from that. But we saw what we were looking at. It looked like it was like handheld videos of some sort. But my point is that I think before, now you're right. It's kind of like now there's balance. Now it's, hey, just be truthful. Don't try to, I mean, if you get caught doing something, you know that those body cams are now going to come out.
All right, we're going to take more calls on Obama's accomplishments on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jeff Gonzalez is in studio with me, TridentConcepts.com. He's also an instructor here at the range at Austin. And we're taking phone calls from Obama supporters here, hearing about Obama's accomplishments. We heard about Trump's accomplishments in the first 500 days, so I'm giving a chance for Obama supporters to do the same thing. And we've actually got some fair calls. Josh and Steve, well, Josh said, sorry, I couldn't come up with anything.
He was honest.
He thought he had one, and he said, nah. Then Steve mentioned the body cameras on the police officers, which did Obama have an involvement in that? I think yes, you'd have to say so. Is he fully to blame? Maybe not, but that was one thing. So I think that's fair. So we'll continue down this experiment here, and let's hear from Matthew now in South Carolina. What are Obama's greatest accomplishments, Matthew?
Yes, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2013.
Now, are you a supporter of that?
Well, it's an accomplishment that pushed through everything after that.
Now, and of course, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, but I'm assuming that you are not an Obama fan and that you're saying this because that act was so authoritarian, or am I misreading you?
Well, for example, I know two lesbians. They've been together 28 years, and they couldn't get married and have the same Social Security benefits. Now, nonviolently, what that allowed through domestic propaganda was to basically, like, educate housewives and millennials.
I'm not really sure I understand the connection here.
The propaganda of Smith's Modernization Act, which was in that.
Yeah, but how many people actually have heard of that, though?
Well, it doesn't matter if you heard of it. It's the propaganda, the fake news. It is what allows that media to say that.
So you're saying Obama helped get more young people to push
everybody. No, the domestic propaganda works on everybody. You're still saying Obama's supporters. He's passed. That's in the past. The domestic propaganda of that is still going on.
I see what you're saying, but why specifically did you mention the homosexual gay wedding thing?
After that, everything culturally, that was the medium he used.
So let me ask you this then. Would you say then that part of the response, if you will, or the reaction to that would be like all the drag queen shows or all the drag queen reading to children at the libraries? Like, is that what you're kind of saying is flowing down from this?
That's a good question. Just like Trump, if I shoot for the moon, but I only get up to 80,000 feet and I only needed 40, I reach my goal.
So that's an interesting...
I understand it looks bad from a myopic point of view, but when you realize it's still in the books, you know, it's like the gorilla we're not talking about, but it is an accomplishment. It has driven through all the gay rights, even, if I might add, scarily, like you say.
And we might as well just take it one step further, because Matthew does bring up fair point here. You could also tie that into everything we're seeing in the military now and the Navy and the testing, how they're changing it, how they, you know, saying, okay, maybe we will have transgenders. Now Trump's in, maybe we won't. But I think that – would you say you can kind of tie all that together, Matthew, with this?
The Smith-Mont Modernization Act does tie that together. That is the medium because it's State Department. Actually, the way it's worded is does not prohibit the State Department from propaganda on the American public.
So there it is. The crew has the guys, pull that back up, what our caller Matthew is bringing up here, how Obama signed it into legislation for it to be legal to spread propaganda. And oh, my gosh. And now I'm just putting it together, too. Remember, we just had the Obama. Oh, what was his name? Who came out and said, I was basically the head of Obama's propaganda department. So Obama signs the act. Hey, great call, Matthew, in South Carolina. Real good stuff here. We're getting, see, this is what I'm saying. I wasn't trying to troll. I mean, these are good callers. Obama's, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
He comes out and he says, I was the head of Obama's propaganda team.
And I remember
Obama
that.
Obama signs the NDAA making the propaganda legal. So what do you think? I mean, I think that's another fair point by the caller. Yeah, Obama wanted to get propaganda out there to get different agendas through, whether it be more, you know, legalization of homosexual marriage, whether it be more easier tests to get into the military if you want to be a woman or whatever. But I think that's a fair point to make if that's what he wanted to do, and to use the propaganda to do it, which he signed as legal in the NDAA.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing for me was, like, again, what really did that accomplish other than expand human rights? Like, I guess, was that his goal? I'm trying to understand what he was trying to accomplish with that. And what do we see now currently? Like, how is that affected? Is it just the advancement of human rights across the board?
Well, I think
he was trying to accomplish.
I think if you asked someone that was a believer in Obama, that's what they would say. They would say, yes, this was an accomplishment for human rights. But that's not even what Matthew was saying. He was saying that he signed it over that he could put propaganda out there, whatever it may be for.
Well, that was what concerned me, too, because, again, propaganda, when you start using that term, it's initiative driven. Propaganda is always going to be driven towards a goal.
Right. So that's where we come into to the question is the goal for human rights or was the goal for human destruction? And that's where people will actually have the debate of what was the true matter of the accomplishment.
It's like this, you know, you kind of keep chasing your tail on that one. Which one is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's fair. But I thought that was a great caller. This is good intellectual conversation here. What is the guy's name? Crew, have you been – this is going to haunt me. I can't even – what was the guy's name who said, I was the head of Obama's propaganda wing? It wasn't Ben Rhodes. Oh, my gosh. This is going to haunt me. It was like – it wasn't
it recently?
It was very recently.
Yeah, because I remember I blew it off because I'm like, what?
Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name. But it's like you had Jonathan Gruber saying, we took advantage of the Americans' ignorance by passing Obamacare. You know, they didn't realize how badly they got screwed. It's the same deal with this other guy. We're going to find that. The crew will find that. Let's take another call, though. Let's go to Jordan calling in from Vermont. Go ahead, Jordan. What were Obama's biggest accomplishments?
His biggest accomplishment, I think, was bringing out more voters. Obama got a lot of people in that had never really voted before, me being one of them. I'm a registered Democrat, and, you know, he really, I think, brought out a lot of new people that have never voted before.
Now, how many times did you vote for Obama? Just once in 2008 or twice in 2012 as well?
No, just in 2012.
Okay. And was that the first time you ever voted?
Yep.
Are you glad? Are you proud of that vote?
I'm actually not. It actually turned out to be a flop, I think. You know, it started out with a lot of hype, and then it was just like nothing, you know?
I'm curious. So you say that you were prompted to vote the second term. And what prompted you to kind of take the initiative to vote on the second term? Was it just you were saying there was a lot of hype? What hype are you referencing? I'm just curious.
Like the whole hope and change thing, I guess I kind of bought into it, you know, like I just wanted to, like, you know, see something different happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that actually Jordan's point is fair, where I think a lot of people were like Jordan and they said, you know, we do want something different. And during Obama's campaign, you got to admit the guy posed as the different. I mean, the guy posed as the outsider. The guy posed as the guy that wanted to rein in the government, of course, did the exact opposite. So I think that Jordan makes a fair point here where Obama did drive new voters to the polls because they wanted to see a change in government.
Yeah.
And even though he didn't deliver, I think they went back to the polls and voted for Trump. Did you go back to the booth and vote for Trump, Jordan?
I did.
That was going to be my question, too.
I think a lot of people did that same thing. Hey, Jordan, thank you so much for the call. I think did he have something else to say?
Yeah, 2 points.
Go ahead. One more. Go ahead. We got 60 seconds, Jordan.
He also made me believe in magic.
the magic wand.
Somewhere.
The magic wand. Oh, Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. And then the economy returns. So, I mean, that's just, I mean, he makes a good point. But like you were saying, I think a lot of people had the same faith in Obama. Say, here's a difference maker. Here's a guy from the outside who wants to get in. He didn't deliver, but they believe Trump was the same guy. Trump's actually delivering.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing for me was, like, I can't help but, like, when you're looking at somebody like a presidential candidate, what was it that prompted you to believe that he was going to make all these changes? Like, you had very little experience.
Pretty unknown overall.
Yeah, very much unknown. So I'm blown away by the Jordan was saying, all the people that went to the voter box. To me, you know, again, gifted gab. He was really good at that. He was really good at telling people what they wanted to hear.
And he got Jordan was right. He got the new voter energized. I mean, he did get new voters energized to the polls.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.